Okay, we are live on both YouTube and Facebook, and it's good to be here this evening. It is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Zone, and it's Sunday, and I wanted to come on for just a few minutes and continue our broadcast. I'm setting things up here just a little bit after it comes on. Make sure everything is set in order for you so that my volume is good and everything. So this evening, I wanted to take some time to discuss a little something that people have been asking me to do for some time now. And I decided to do it this evening. I was going to do it by myself, and then after I had set it all up, then put it out. And many of the people asked me, said, "Would you please just do it on air?" Because the expressions and the emotions and everything else are really there at that time, and we just love to be with you. So I am here. And that's what I'm going to do this evening. I'm going to take the time. It's 2025, February the 2nd. And I'm going to do a little discussion on getting to know who I am. And I hope it's going to be somewhat of a help for each of you, that you can understand me a little better. And when you hear my teachings and things, and you know my background, my history, and all those types of things. So I will say, first off, be sure and be in prayer for the families. So many things happening around the world. Just be sure and be in prayer for humanity and every one of them that is under the stress of what is happening, the crashes and the wars, and our children, and the huge changes that are going on that are positive changes. And you know yourself, everyone knows, when you start making changes, there's chaos for a while. I talked about that when we enter the Aquarian, and the Aquarian age was the was an age of apocalypse. And we know that the apocalypse is the unveiling or the exposing of all of this evil, and of course all of the great things too, so that humanity can make its choices and purge out what it needs to, and keep the rest. So we see this going on all around us. Be in prayer, and it's my earnest desire that each one of you come through everything that's happening with a great blessing in your life. So I want to start out by saying it's about getting to know who I am. And I am Donald Kennard Parnell. And I can be found on social media. Of course, you can go on the internet and put in my name, and you're going to find all sorts of things because of 55 years of ministry. But if you want to find my teachings, you want to find my writings, you want to find the things that I care about and the things I love, you can. I am Donald Parnell. I can be found on social media as Donald Parnell in Facebook. And I have a page there or a timeline there that I go to, and it is more of a family-oriented one. And Donald Parnell, if you see a lot of writings out there with DKP on them, those are back through the past. That was for my name, Donald Kennard Parnell, DKP. And that's my writings. And of course, over the years, as I have grown more in spirituality, I have come to a better understanding, a deeper understanding, those types of things. And you may find a few things written under DKP that I have upgraded and moved further in my understanding, but overall, very good writings. And then you can also find me on social media as Atori Aloyansa. And you will find when I'm writing under that name, it has the initials AAY. So when you see DKP or AAY on the internet, on the social media, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all these different places, or Dom Parnell, Atori Aloyansa, that would be me, for all of you that don't know that. And then I went to begin to put out, I put a page out under Independent Thinker. And then you can find me on YouTube as Independent Thinker. And I'm gonna silence this. You can find me on YouTube as Independent Thinker. And on YouTube, it's www.youtube.com/, and I'll have this in the notes for you, but at Independent Thinker 1954. That's YouTube. On Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com, Independent Thinker. And then Brother Aliril Saldana in India has been keeping a web site for us for 2010, 15 years now. Wow. That's unbelievable. 15 years. And it started out as the Third Testament, and then it went to the Testaments. And as I said, as we progress through, you can find everything up to date, writings and videos and things like that on spiritualenergy.net. That's spiritualenergy.net. And that is our website, www.spiritualenergy.net. So you can find me in those areas, and you can find my teachings. And I want to review my life for a few minutes to give you all some vision or understanding of how I am approaching this momentous day of the Lord, because it's greater in this day than it has ever been. I'm 70. This coming Saturday, I will be 71 years old. And I just want to say that it's been a great 71 years. And the Lord has blessed us. And we have had such a great time that it's just amazing to me to see what is happening today and the things that are going on. So it's a great blessing, and we are in the middle. I just want to give you some of the vision. This is the day where the Spirit has raised up a great people, not just one man. The Spirit has raised up a great people, great leaders to guide us all through these dimensional porters, which we are learning how to transcend dimensions and open up portals and onto new planes and move on to new understanding and step out of the church ages and step into the things that are beyond all of these sections. And we've moved into the fullness thereof. So we're in these dimensional portals and planes of heaven and earth. And so we're there, and we are enjoying ourselves, and we are seeing what is happening. And I am I'm looking at some things here and trying to figure out why I'm not getting something, but that's okay. We'll go on, and I know that I'm sure that you're hearing what is going on, because I can see it says that we do have a live stream. So it's a great blessing for me to be able to sit and talk with you for a few minutes this evening. Now, as far as me and who I am, I was born on February the 8th, 1954. And I do want to say this. There is a book that I have put out, and you can see it right here. on, I'll put it on Facebook, Close Encounters of the Supernatural, author Donald Parnell. And then over here, you can see it on YouTube, Close Encounters of the Supernatural, Donald Parnell. And this book, if you order the book, and you can go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, you can find it. In the back of the book, there is a section that says about the author. And there's four or five pages there of kind of my life's synopsis, so to speak. And you can look at that. You can please order the book. It helps me. And you can look at that and see a lot about my life and how I grew up. So, but I was born February the 8th, 1954. Birthplace, Lafayette, Indiana. And I was in a family of seven, two parents, five siblings, including me. I was the fourth of the five siblings. So, you know, we were in a family that wasn't rich. So, you know, I'm the type of person that I wore hand-me-downs. I wore old shoes. I wore old clothes. I got them handed down from one brother to the next brother. My oldest sibling was a sister. So we knew better to wear those back then. Today, it's kind of strange, but we knew better than to wear those. And so I got my two brothers' hand-me-downs a lot of times, and that was okay with me. It didn't bother me a bit, and it doesn't bother me today. If I get too many clothes, I start giving them away. I give them away to people. I just gave away a cart full this afternoon to Brother Alan Copeland for him to disperse wherever he wants to disperse them. So my religion, Protestant, non-denominational, never have belonged to any organization of any kind. I haven't belonged to any kind of a denominational system. And so my religious background has been Protestant all the way through. Now, I have always been, I grew up with parents who were very conservative, meaning they had principled lives. They were a blessing when it come to spiritual things. We didn't belong to any denomination, but we were a very tight-knit family, and we followed the teachings of William Branham, a prophet back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And so we followed them. I've always been a conservationist. I've always felt like that, you know, you live off of what is needed and you give back, and you give back to people, you give back to the earth, you give back to everything. You give back to animals. I'm a conservationist. I'm a person that is natural selection. And just meaning that natural selection is that if you can't reproduce, then you shouldn't be together, so to speak, if you want to call it that. So I believe in the natural selection, and I've always believed that. I've never changed my mind about it. And also, I've been active in human affairs all of my life. And as you can see, many people get kind of upset at me because I'm willing to speak out and try to support what I think the Holy Spirit is moving in. So that's me. Conservative, conservationalist, natural selection, and active in the human affairs, meaning active in politics, active in religion, active in the economic systems, active in every way that I can to help humanity grow. Many of my spiritual influences have been great men, major spiritual influences. One of them, of course, when I was a young boy and growing up, was William Branham. And the Reverend William Branham, he was out of Jeffersonville, Indiana. Of course, I grew up in a little place called Mulberry and Dayton, right in between the two, which were little small villages outside of Lafayette, Indiana. And I grew up out in the country. And so my spiritual influences, we would travel and listen to William Branham. And he was my greatest influence. I got to sit in meetings. I saw, I probably shouldn't even get into the things that I saw. There was so much. I seen the man, the miracles, the signs and the wonders of the Holy Spirit that were just unbelievable. Blind eyes open, tumors, goiters fall off of people into the floor, big swelled places and tumors just go down and disappear. Crippled people getting up out of chairs, throwing crutches away, people dead. I'm not talking about something that I read about. I'm talking about something I'm an eyewitness of. I seen it going on, and it was in William Branham's meetings. And then of course he went off the scene, passed on, went through the veil. And then I continued with his books and with his audio tapes. My brother used to have many of the audio tapes, and I would listen to him through the night, and I would read his books as the books began to come out. So William Branham was a very great influence on me. And another person who was a great influence on me when I was a young man was the Reverend George Pike, George L. Pike, out of Monroe, Georgia. And I have almost all of his teachings here. If you could look at my rooms, just full of bookcases of all of these different men. And I have them all on computer now also. And so the Reverend George L. Pike, many things you will hear me talk, you'll hear it. And maybe something he said or William Branham said is what sparked me into getting this thought and then moving into it and maybe going further than either one of them did, pushing it deeper, digging up more things. But the spark, the revelation, the content, maybe one of their sermons that they were teaching from an MP3, 4, or a book or something. So they were my great influences. There was another man who was a very great influence on me. I would have never had the ministry that I had and have today, had he not been behind me, pushing me, telling me, Brother Parnell, Africa needs you, India needs you, these places need you, your message is needed. You're not a homebody. You're an international person. These people need your understanding. And that brother was Brother Mitta Edwardson out of New Zealand, and we are still very close knit. Very close together, discuss these things all the time. And he's just a wonderful brother who just kept pushing my spirit and pushing my ambition and everything about me. And he made me feel as I needed to keep pushing the ministry and the understanding. And he went out there with me many, many places, as many men did. I had some great brothers that went out there with me. Brother Jamie Wesley traveled so many places with me, through Africa, through India, through all the different nations in Africa, and just traveled with me a lot of places. He's a wonderful brother. And then there was Brother Joe Gomez. These brothers were major influences in my life. Brother Joe Gomez, I seen a man that every single time he caught the truth, it just, he hung to it. He stayed right with it. And I knew that he was a brother. He was a great influence to me, and he's still a great influence to me. And please remember him. He's having a few health problems, but just remember him in prayer that the Lord will touch him. Well, those men influenced my life. It was September the 27th, 1967, when I started ministering. That was my first message. Now, I told you I was born in February 8th, 1954. I was 13 years old, and my first message in the home of a wonderful brother. He's still alive. We still talk to one another quite a bit, and he's in his 80s. I think he's probably close to 90 by now. Maybe a little over, but I talk to him off and on. I'm going to go see him here before too long again. His brother Wiley Collins and his wife Louise Collins. That was the first place I ministered, and I remember my first message was Joseph the Dreamer, and I have to say that message has followed me around and been a prophecy for my ministry, so to speak, all of my life, as the Joseph ministry and Joseph the Dreamer and the persecutions that Joseph took on and the brethren who turned on and everything that happened to him. Every time he tried to do something, he was seemed to be rejected and rejected and rejected until close to the end of his ministry. And it all started coming back together. And that Joseph the Dreamer, you know, he seen the stalks in the field, the 12 stalks bow to him, and he seen the stars in the heavens and the sun and the moon bow to him, and his brethren, and everyone said, "Who do you think you are?" Well, I didn't see all that bowing to me, but I seen a revelation, and I had a dream, and I had a vision, and I had an angel of the Lord that kept dealing with me from a little boy. And he would come and appear and tell me he was going to be with me, lead me and guide me, and not to be discouraged, that people would misunderstand me, that I had a ministry of thick veils, helping people go through those thick veils. And he told me, he said, "You have to go back time and time again and keep teaching them. Don't get frustrated. Don't get angry. Be of good courage. You'll bring them through the veils." And that was kind of what my early ministry was about. And, that was my first message, and it has followed me all the way through. So, I've been asked this question many, many times, Brother Parnell, what's the greatest book you ever read? And that's a very simple answer for me: the Bible. Someone said, so many have asked me, how do I gain the spirituality that even some of it that you have? And I have said, pray and read your Bible. Pray meaning meditate, think on the things you read, think on the things that are happening in life, think on internal things that are rolling through you, what your feelings are. Think on all these things and meditate, pray, and trust, and bring those things to understanding. And then read your Bible. And don't get me wrong, I have read everything from the Talmud to the Quran, to most of Buddha's writings, to the Dead Sea Scrolls, to the lost books of the Bible, everyone from Enoch to Thomas to right on down the line. I mean, I have read all. And I'm going to make this statement that I made once before, and I put it out on Facebook. And that is that any man, any woman, any person who is really, truly seeking for truth and wants truth will come out with Jesus. Just that plain. Buddha was great, many great teachings, and all of the Indian groups and all of the, you know, you can just find so many great teachings everywhere, but you will find out that there is one man who didn't start one war. He didn't start one denomination. He didn't write one book. He didn't try to overcome the world. He didn't do any of those things. He just was himself, and he overtook the entire world and proved who he was by resurrecting from the dead. And that is Jesus Christ. If you're really searching for truth, that's where you'll end up. The greatest book is the Bible. I'm going to tell you, I read the Bible every year. I don't mean I just get up once a year and read a little. I read the Bible every year. The prophet, when I was a young boy, I heard him say, if you want to become spiritual, read your Bible. Now, I know that the Bible has been completed, but I also know that there are types and shadows and patterns, and you just keep naming it, and it is all through there, and metaphors and allegories and teachings on how to control yourself. And I read the Bible every year because I want that content on my hard drive, my mind, my heart. I want it there so that when I get into conversations or when I get into situations, I have that. And when the anointing begins to move, it's got a whole library of spirituality and understanding that it can move with and bring out and teach people and show people things and bring them the wisdom they need and bring them the counseling they need and all these different things. So the Bible has done that for me. Now, not only do I read the Bible, I start in Genesis and I end up in Revelations 22. I finish it all up. I do it usually right after Christmas and read till about the end of March, and I've got the Bible read. Then every week, I read the book of Revelation because it's so astounding, the symbols and the allegories and the metaphors and the things that were written in there is so astounding to me. And it throws cycles. I see cycles in me. I see cycles in the earth. I see cycles in politics, in religion, in economics. I see those cycles of the book of Revelation all through every frequency, vibration, and the energy levels throughout the earth. I see it, and I read it, and I read it, and I read it because I want to understand what is moving in the earth and in me. That's the greatest book I ever read. I promise you, if you will even do 1/10 of what I have done with the Bible, it will change your life. My studies, someone said, well, Brother Parnell, what about your studies? I have studied, I actually have a BS in human sciences, being a bachelor's in resource management. I have an associate's in labor. I have an associate's in abnormal behavior and consultation. I have an associate's in sociology and psychology. I have 3 degrees, and that doesn't mean a thing to me. All it did was help me open my mind to where I could understand people more, along with all these other things. So I'm telling you this, so as you listen to many of the things that I teach, it will help you understand where I'm coming from. I have 55 years. I have studied many great spiritual and secular leaders. I have, you name them, I've studied them. You've seen some of the studies that I've put out about the different men, about John Kennedy, about Donald Trump. You've seen the studies I put out about John Wesley. You've seen all these different men. Martin Luther King Jr. or Martin and all of them and Martin Luther himself, the great reformer. I've read all these things. I studied William Branham's life to where I could sit here and take you through every little bitty thing. I do that. I study many great spiritual and secular leaders, prophets, philosophers, historians, Josephus, Tesla. I've studied their lives. I've looked at the things. I've studied the writings and the words of several Native American shamans and chiefs. And I have studied all these things, and I have come out with an understanding of my ancestry, with an understanding of my spiritual side, with an understanding of all these things, to where 55 years in the ministry, my ancestry is Native American, Shawnee and Wyandotte and Cherokee. Those three were really actually only one tribe, so to speak. They were all in the same area. And as the colonialization took place, those three kind of merged into one. And that was Shawnee, Wyandotte, and Cherokee. They were all in the same place. And then I have the background of the Irish. So I have Native American and Irish. And that sometimes has a great role to play in how I look at things and how I understand things. And the conservationist of the earth and the conservative and natural selection and nature and all these things that come out throughout my teachings. I've had 55 years in the ministry. I traveled across 6 continents. There's only 7. I traveled across 6 of the 7 continents, 55 years in ministry, 35 years as a human resource leader, negotiator, and a labor consultant with the degrees I told you about. And I have done all of those things 55 years from 1967 when I began to minister. By 1970 was my first overseas trip. 1991, and a massive amount of years overseas every year, someplace, whether it was in Asia or Africa or India or Australia, New Zealand, all of these different places, Canada. We've done so much, Haiti, and we just went so many places. A wonderful brother in Haiti, 3 wonderful brothers, Jude and Sadrach and Samuel. And they are still in this ministry, teaching these truths, understanding these truths, and spreading them all across the nations. It's been a great understanding. So that 55 years in the ministry, 35 years as human resource leader, negotiator, and labor consultant, I've pulled in, you could say, 90 years of experience sitting in this 70-year-old body. So when I start talking, I'll say what Paul said. Listen to what I say, and the Lord will give you understanding. He will give you understanding if you listen to what I say. The issue is a lot of people, they get all tore up over maybe, you know, they take a man and they put him on a pedestal. I'll talk about that, but I participated in all of this ministry and everything at one. I have participated in some of the very highest levels of secular incorporations. I sat on executive boards. I was VPs. I was controlling as high as 27 different sections of corporations, as high as 15, 20,000 people that I was directing, and put together many things that made corporations better, that helped them, done all these different things, and done that through the secular side and through the spiritual side. I have participated in all 5 gifts to the Christian church. You know what those 5 gifts were. If you go over into Ephesians 4, Paul told us that they were apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. And to me, that is 5 gifts in the church. It's not some preacher with a gift or somebody with a gift over here, there, but it's gifts in the body. And And those things I did, I traveled across all of these continents, helping start churches, helping start new understandings, helping teach things to bring principles and to bring morals, to bring understanding, to bring the things that those people needed in order to go deeper into Christ. I did the apostolic work, and I have done the prophetic work, bringing many things that the Holy Spirit has given me and shown to me, put it right out there. You've seen a lot of that at work. You've seen a lot of it just recently. I had some of my closest brethren tell me, you need to get off of this political scene. You're making mistakes. Donald Trump is not going to go anywhere. You need to understand that. He will never, when he was in the first 4 years and they installed a president over top of him without the vote. When they did that, and I mean that by the Holy Spirit, when they did that, they said, he's done, he's over, he's never going back in office. He was a bad president. And I said, the Holy Spirit has baptized him to do a work, and he'll be back. What do we have right now? It's going on all around us. Prophetic things. I told you about Jehu. I told you about Jephthah. I told you about the two kings, Saul and David. And I ran all of those types and shadows and showed you how it all ran in to this political scene that's going on today. Tied it all in and used that prophetic office to help you in many ways in people's lives and everything else. Evangelists traveled the world over more than once, traveled the world over, bringing these teachings to people and being a teacher, helping them, putting out writings, putting out MP3s, MP4s, putting out the social media, everything I can to teach and help people to where it opens their minds and they're able to go further within themselves. That's what it's about to me. And of course, pastor, I have used that. Pastor just being someone who is a helper, someone who is a consultant, someone who takes care of people and their needs. And I've done all of that. So those five gifts I have participated in for decades. And I've operated the nine spiritual gifts that Paul wrote to us in 1 Corinthians, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gift, the gift of healing, miracles, prophecies, discerning of spirit, diverse tongues, interpretation of tongues, commonly termed among the churches today as the nine spiritual gifts. Every single one of them I have operated and proved to be the truth. Words of wisdom, I told you, 90 years experience of it. Gifts of healing, word of knowledge, look at people, tell them their names, who they are, where they're from, what the Lord is doing in their life, tell them their sicknesses, tell them they're healed in the name of Jesus Christ. People that couldn't see, blind eyes open, people that couldn't walk, stand up and walk, people that raise the dead. All sorts of things have went on in this ministry to bring forth these different gifts of faith and the discernments of spirits and diverse tongues. I've spoken, I've given interpretation of tongues, I've given prophecies, and all of these things are great, and they are in my life, and they are still in my life. The Spirit has favored me and endowed me to understand interpretation of dreams. You remember Daniel? You remember Joseph? You remember these men? The Holy Spirit has given me the understanding to interpret and understand dreams. And I've given you dreams and visions that I had told you about. You remember just recently the deer, the great majestic deer that came out in the courtyard. Look at the administration. Came out in the courtyard and these animals were trying to destroy him. And these people in black robes walked out and they straightened it all up and they put the antler back on his head and he marched around and a great lion came out on the front lawn of the White House. And I said, all of this great chaos. And it's how they put out a man that the Holy Spirit had in there. And it was for good reason. The Holy Spirit allowed it to help people see the things that were going on and expose things. And I said, it's not over. The ant will go back on. He'll go back in office. I gave you those dreams. I gave you those visions. I gave you the ones from 2002 all the way through 2008. And all of those dreams and visions and visitations of the angel, every single one of them came to pass. We've seen it. When you're listening to this ministry, you're not listening to a man. I don't want you to listen to a man. If you start listening to Don Parnell, you're going to find little things in his life. You're going to run into something on the internet that tells how promiscuous I am or how wrong I am on this doctrine. Or you'll find whole websites that are dedicated against me and against the understanding that I have. So if you're going to lift me up into some kind of status to where you think I'm beyond you and I'm not just like you, then sooner or later, you're going to view me as failed. You're going to find something and you're going to go your way. And you may do it by trying to find little things wrong with my life or whatever. Listen to me. If you don't like me, if you don't like my things that I teach, just go. We don't have to fight. I love you. We don't have to fight. Go your way. And if you like the teachings and you like the understanding and you like the Holy Spirit and you've seen healings in your life from it and you've seen great things, I've seen people that couldn't have children had children by prayer, by laying on of hands. I've seen people that were crippled that are not crippled today. I've seen people that had no understanding at all that are now teaching people across the world with the greatest understanding that you could possibly have. So what I'm saying is, don't look at a man. Look at the Holy Spirit and watch him and see what he's doing and listen. And I promise you, the Holy Spirit will give you understanding. Been favored to do these things. And it was from 1991 to 2017. Every year almost was at least once overseas, sometimes twice or three times throughout Asia, throughout Europe occasionally, throughout India, Australia, all these different continents. And in 2017 was my last overseas trip. And I came back from the Philippines, from Asia, and I got back in April, and when I came back, I was having all sorts of trouble. I remember when I was in the Philippines, and I got done with all my trips, and we got into Manila, and I couldn't hardly walk. I was doubling over, and I told the brethren, I said, I can't make it. I can't make it to the meetings. I'm very sorry. And something in me just wouldn't let me do that. And I went to the meetings in so much pain, came home. After about 2 days, I told my wife, I said, you've got to get me to the hospital. There's something terribly wrong. Well, they found cancer in my colon. There was a blockage. They took out 3.5 feet. I went septic. I had to go back again. They did another operation to clean all of that out. Then I had two hernias, and then I took on pneumonia, and that was from 2017 to about 2022, all sorts of problems. And then I came up with the worst problem, and that was liver bile duct cancer in 2022. And then I went into septic again. And then I went into four hernia operations. And then I went into five times from 2022 till today, five times pneumonia. And right now, there's so much pressure, but I just push my way through it. And I just believe that the Spirit of the Lord is my healer. He is my guide. Five times pneumonia. In 2025, I'm sitting here still pushing myself all I can to get these things out. And I've been sitting down and writing, and I showed you my first book, and I have my it's Close Encounters of the Supernatural, Volume 1. And if you haven't ordered it, please order it off of Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's a great book. You can get it in Kindle as an ebook for about half the price you can for the paperback. But please order it if you can. And then there's a second book that's coming out, Close Encounters of the Supernatural, Volume 2. It's ready. I have just finished it. It's ready for editing. When they're finished with the editing and publishing, and all of that takes about 6 months. So we are talking about sometime in late 2025 when the second book will come out. I'm already writing on a third book, and it's going to be a little bit of a change. It's going to be about the revelation and about the many things that we see. It's going to be a little larger book. And so that's what I'm doing right now while I am healing. You know, a lot of people say, well, he just disappeared. No. I'm doing everything that I can do to help you to understand. And I'm doing it by the best needs that I know how. And, you know, if you can help me in any way by ordering the book or by going on our website, spiritualenergy.net, you can go on there, and there's a place to, that you can, donate through PayPal or whatever. And it helps me. It helps me. It helps me be able to do these things and to keep myself going and to get the needed things that I need to keep it going. So I appreciate everything. I wanted to bring all these things to you, let you know a little bit about who I am. I am as sincere as I have ever been. I see more than I have ever seen. The understanding is just opening more and more. I believe, this is just me, I believe that I still will be traveling. I don't know when, but I just believe my body is healing, and I am going to continue. I've often said from a little boy, just a feeling, no prophecy, nothing like that. But, you know, my number was 11. And there was a lady who told me that at a very young age. She said, a Native American, and she said, your name and your numbers and your birthday and everything involved, your number is 11. She said, that is the strongest power base in the universe. She said, you have a great life ahead of you. You're going to travel the world. You're going to bring understanding to people. She said that 11 is your number. And in my mind, I thought, well, okay, I'll just do 11 times 11. And 11's my number. 11 cycles of 11 is 121. So I said, I'm going to live to be at least 120 years old. That's just me. I'm trusting the Lord that I will be here as long as I need to be. And then when I need to get out of the way, I'm trusting the Spirit that He will move me out of the way. So I love you, and I'm going to continue on. And I have many things on my mind. Tonight, I just wanted to take some time to do this. And I told you that there were many things that I want to go back through and begin the alignment. So I did this tonight, and then we will come back and start doing the alignments and things. And begin to look at many things that have changed and brought us into a brand new day, brought us into a brand new understanding, into a new eternity and a new understanding. It's a great day. It's a great understanding. Everything that we are doing, I love it. I love you. There's nothing in my life that I love more than you. Understanding humanity, understanding who I am, and understanding my position for you. That's what this is about. I only do this for you. I could sit here with this revelation and be happy, but I do it for you. I love you. Love bless you, and I will see you again Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will do my best to be on at least every Sunday, and there may be others. I'll announce it as much as I can ahead of time. Keep me in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers that this thing heals up, and trusting in the spirit that those things will happen.